The palette of autumn. The palette of autumn colors in western Kansas dazzles me every year. I know many folks think foliage tours in eastern states reveal the best seasonal color, but I wish they would drive across the prairie with me. The colors may not be quite so obvious as the hardwood forests in the east, but anyone with a good eye can enjoy our fall hues. Late rains led to a bumper crop of sunflowers that brighten roadside ditches. I don't know that I've ever seen so many blooms or such vibrant plants this time of year. A local photographer must agree, because I've seen him evenings snapping senior pictures against the lush backdrop of these blooms flanking the railroad tracks. Between the majestic sunsets and those blossoms, I don't know which is easier on the eye. Not only did the sunflowers get a boost from those showers, so did the grasses. Many of us have heard the old-timer stories of the grasses growing as tall as a horse's belly. This year, the big blue stem and Indian grass would definitely tickle bellies of buffalo or horses. If this is how the ditches look in modern times, imagine this prairie before section lines and barbed wire divided it into parcels. Consider what we'd see from a red-tailed hawk's perspective. It would look like our section roads stitched together multicolored patches of quilt. In addition to the grasses growing so tall, the colors are bound to intensify before winter snows blanket them. Hints of blue stem's trademark rust have already crept up the steam into the native tall and midgrass plants, while the tawny hue of Indian grass heads suggests the color of a lion's mane. What we call ditch blue stem waves its pale ecru plume like little apostrophes punctuating our ditches and pastures. Mixed in with these towering stems, you find switchgrass and other varieties of native and transplanted grasses. Switchgrass functions in this natural arrangement like baby's breath in a store-bought bouquet, as a filler. Along with that wildly formed plant, look for foxtail, side oats grandma, and brome to add color and texture to Mother Nature's arrangements. While the grasses and forbs feed our eyes at ground level, tree leaves have also succumbed to autumn's magic. Driving down the road, I note more than a hint of gold and rust among the leaves. Sumac and plum bushes have also assumed autumnal scarlet. Locust trees show off brilliant gold and yellow tints. Mardi Gras costumes couldn't be more brilliant than these leaves. From season to season, nature's palette mutates. Western Kansas can count on a backdrop of beautiful skies ranging from robin's egg blue to gun barrel gray to set off our grasses and trees effectively. Perhaps it is our arid clarity that sharpens the eye's perception. Western Kansans may never see the screaming orange and burning scarlet of New England, but we won't miss it if we take a trip down a country road to enjoy our own leaf peep. Between sky and earth, we can enjoy autumn's riches. I haven't mentioned the glory of milo fields and other fall crops. That's another article. Until next time, this is Karen, living the good life on the high plains.